He spoke last night about the mission of not becoming familiar with the government. Just wanted me to mention, he forgot to mention, it does not apply to the American government.
So go vote,
yes, next Tuesday. So regarding Shabbos, Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, as you know, I like to listen to some of his classes. Something that we can all think about for Shabbos is that we know we rest on Shabbos for Malacha because Hashem rested, Hashem completed the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. And if you think about that, what's exactly the connection? Because Hashem, the Creator, rested, and what does that mean? Therefore, we don't do Malacha. You know, a little more sophisticated, what is that all about? And he answered that by asking some questions about the Kapitel in Tehillim, Sadi Beis, chapter 92, the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, the song about Shabbos. And if you read the Kapitel, it doesn't discuss Shabbos at all. You would think that one of our Zmiros would be much more appropriate. Kol Mekadesh or Yom Zemechuvah, that should be the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. This talks about the greatness of Hashem's deeds, giving thanks to Him, the Rishayim flowering like the grass, and the Tzadikim eventually prospering, planted in Hashem's house, but it doesn't mention Shabbos after the first line. And even if you want to talk about some of our Zmiros, think about the Zmiros. We sing about the fatty chickens and the good fish and the wine. Let's get together and sing about Torah and mitzvot and holy things. Fat chickens, what are we singing about that for? So he answers that on Shabbos, and this Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos reminds us that Hashem really did make a complete world in 6 days. What Hashem rested, it means that Hashem, each day of creation, added something new, even though until the starry day, Hashem constantly recreates and maintains the world, but it's not adding any new components. All the new components were put into place during those first 6 days. And when Shabbos came, the package was complete. And the package being complete doesn't just mean our particular lives, our particular Levista Road or our city. It means the whole world. It means our universe, the galaxy, the universe, everything physical, and all of history, and Olam Haba, that has not come into existence yet. Olam Haba, it exists, but we haven't seen it yet. That whole package was created in those first 6 days. Which means, when we talk about this Kapitel Tzadi Beis, when we see Rishayim flowering like the grass, it's really, as it says, L'hisham Dam Adiyah, to destroy them eternally, to destroy them in Olam Haba. We see a very myopic view in this world. We see people prospering, we think, you know, perhaps they don't deserve it, it's Rasha V'Tovlo, and it's really to give them all their schar, as much as they can in this world, so that Lenetzach Netzachim, in the real world, in Olam Haba, that we really don't see in this world, they're not going to have the pleasure. And the Tzadikim, who might not be having it so well in this world, to give them whatever onish they need for the mistakes that they've made, the averus they've made in this world, and in the next world, oh, there they'll be Shesuim Beveis Hashem. There they will be planted in Hashem's house. And yes, it's specifically on Shabbos where we sing about the fatty chickens. We understand when we sit down to a Shabbos meal that this chicken was created to connect us to Hashem and to have us experience that Me'ein Olam Haba. This is why Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's a taste of the world to come. On Shabbos, we're reminded about the world to come, whereas during the week, it's sometimes hard to keep that perspective. Regarding history itself, the way history plays out, that was all built in to the Sheshis and Eberashis. The fact that destructive governments eventually self-destruct, these dictatorships as we've seen throughout history, and historians and sociologists say, yeah, that this is what happens. Yeah, Hashem put that into the Bria. Hashem created that dictatorships just don't last. There's a Rashi that tells us that the Chazal referred to Mashiach as the Ani Rochev al Achamor, this poor man riding on a donkey. So Rashi explains what that means is that Mashiach's coming is also built into the world. Unless we bring it with our Maisim Tovim, the package that Hashem created has Mashiach eventually coming. It's going to be a slow, very organic process, like an Ani, like a poor man riding slowly on a donkey. He's not in a Lexus. He's not speeding down the highway. He's coming very slowly, like on a donkey, but he's coming. That's all part of the Sheshis and Meberashis. That's all part of what we celebrate on Shabbos. As we sit down, Mirth Hashem, for this coming Shabbos and every Shabbos, the idea to think about when we say, Vayechulu HaShemayim HaHaretz, the Shemayim HaHaretz, everything was finished, to broaden our perspectives on what it means everything was finished. Not just our lives, but everything, history, Olam Haba, it's all one huge package that we take in our service of Hashem. Just one thing I'll conclude with, said on a related shir that he gave, perhaps we can use this during the week, he said that, for example, machines break. And something just to think about, perhaps over the Shabbos, it's not that machines are meant to work and then they break, it's that Hashem creates machines that break. And when they break, then we have challenges, and those challenges help us grow as people. For example, you have a refrigerator, and the refrigerator breaks. Right, so, oh no, I have to deal with my broken refrigerator, and the food is spoiling, etc. What do I do? And I scramble around, and I get a new refrigerator. When you bought the refrigerator, the purpose was that it would break at the specific time that it broke, in those specific circumstances, and that you would do whatever internal growth you would do. That's the purpose of that refrigerator. You thought the refrigerator is to keep your food cold. No, no, no. That it has to keep the food cold for a number of years, and you'll rely on it, so that when it breaks, you're faced with a personal crisis and you do some midos work, and that's the real purpose of the refrigerator. That's the real purpose of all the things in our lives. You know, they didn't have refrigerators 100 years ago. They had other issues. But now we think, well, we got machines and they help us. We have computers. And you rely on your computer. And then the computer breaks and your files are gone. And what do you do? That was all orchestrated by Hashem. That's this whole complete package of Shabbos. Relating to that on Shabbos can help us during the week as we go through our week. And we all have our bumps and our challenges that can help us realize what the real purpose of these things are.